Nolte, 57% say economy worse under Biden, 60% blame Democrats. By John Nolte on October 29, 2021. A clear majority of Americans say the economy has worsened under his fraudulency Joe Biden, and 60% put the blame squarely on Democrats. Rasmussen Reports asked 1,000 likely voters, has the U.S. economy gotten better or worse since Joe Biden became president, or is the economy about the same? A clear majority of 57% said the economy is worse, only 21% said better, and 10% said about the same. I'm curious who the 21% are who say the economy has improved. Other than illegal aliens and the Taliban, Biden hasn't improved anything for anyone. Rasmussen then asked, who deserves more blame for current problems with the U.S. economy? President Biden, Democrats in Congress, or Republicans in Congress? A whopping 60% blamed Democrats, either Biden, 38%, or Congressional Democrats, 22%. Only 31% blamed Congressional Republicans. Biden and Congressional Democrats are entirely to blame. Their lunatic spending has exploded inflation to record levels. A cruel tax on all of us, especially the working class and poor. On top of that, the business community is scared to move due to the constant threats of more taxes and regulations. The worst, though, are the supply chain issues, which are far from over. This lack of goods not only causes price spikes, it comes with job losses and lost hours. If the materials don't arrive on the job, you have no job. If there's nothing to stock or sell, you need not come into work today. This failed administration is also shattering confidence. Exploding gas prices, up 35 cents in 1 week where I live, and empty store shelves freak people out. And the White House is doing nothing to alleviate anyone's fears. Instead, they joke about inflation as a high-class problem. Dismiss the supply chain crisis as the tragedy of the undelivered treadmill. And pretend all of these problems have been caused by Biden's sizzling hot economy. Yeah, well, our economy grew at an almost stagnant 2% last quarter. And with the Democrats prepared to spend another $1.7 trillion, which will overheat things even more, our inflation problems are about to get a whole lot worse. Additionally, these fascist vaccine mandates will only add to employment problems. Specifically, the people we need to fix the supply chain and protect our downtowns from the left-wing marauders in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There is just no doubt in my mind that America is headed into a recession. But unlike the others, this recession was almost entirely avoidable. We should be roaring out of the coronavirus downturn. We are not because Joe Biden has chosen to put his boot on the neck of everyday Americans as he gives the store away to illegal aliens and the Taliban. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.